This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Market Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, we are starting off trade today after the interim budget yesterday. And today's trading session, as per what the GIFT Nifty is indicating, is expected to be a very strong start. Let's have a look at the overnight cues and how US markets behave overnight. Wall Street yesterday rebounded sharply after the Fed day sell-off. Dow Jones, S&P 500 and Nasdaq, all of them gaining 1% each. Now, post US market hours yesterday, Meta shares jumped 14% in after hours trading. This was aided by strong results and the announcement of a buyback by the company. Now, coming towards the commodities market, looking at Brent futures, easing of tensions in certain parts in the Middle East actually helped see a bit of a sell-off and a bit of easing as far as oil prices were concerned. Brent futures ended lower by over 2% to the $78.7 a barrel mark. Talking about the Indian markets, what happened in yesterday's trading session? Yesterday, markets saw quite a bit of volatility, but towards the end of the trading session, markets erased the opening gains to end with minor cuts post the interim budget. PSU banks helped the Nifty Bank close higher. This was mainly helped by a fall as far as yields were concerned. Remember, a lot of budget announcements. Today, you will see markets actually going ahead and analyzing them deeply, and you will see quite a bit of reaction to that. So keep an eye out for infra names. The budgetary announcement, as far as infra is concerned, has moderated. Keep an eye out for T&D, power T&D, especially there has been increased outlay. Railway stocks, again, a 2% increase in the capex outlay there, moderating, but largely along expected lines. Keep an eye out for metal and pharma stocks. Yesterday, these were the sectors that did see quite a bit of weakness. Aurobindo Pharma, one of the top laggards. India Cements, too, yesterday saw quite a bit of a sell-off on CNBC TV18, reporting that the Enforcement Directorate was conducting a search operation in the company. A whole host of results reactions today. Bata, City Union Bank, Emphasis, all of these reported their results post-market hours yesterday. You'll see reaction to auto sales numbers that trickled in, and key results today in the form of Tata Motors, UPL, Interglobe Aviation and JSW Infra.